This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. During his Mann Ki Baat address today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized the rapidly changing nature of jobs and the growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. The Prime Minister underscored the immense potential of India's creative talents and called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. In his address, he encouraged creators to visit the website wavesindia.org to participate in these challenges. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign. In Jammu and Kashmir, the campaigning for third and final phase of assembly elections ended this evening. More than 39.18 lakh voters are eligible to exercise their electoral franchise during the third and the last phase of the assembly election, to be held on 1st October across 40 assembly constituencies in 7 districts of the Union Territory. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. The voting will take place from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India would have given a larger bailout package to Pakistan than sought by Islamabad from the International Monetary Fund had the neighbouring nation maintained friendly relations with New Delhi. Addressing an election rally in Gurez Assembly segment of Bandipora district, Singh referred to the Prime Minister's development package for Jammu and Kashmir, announced in 2014-15 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today stressed that Brand India is as important as Make in India, and any product made in India should be recognized world over as a good quality product. Interacting with CEOs of PLI beneficiary companies in New Delhi, the minister urged them to move towards sustainable and world-class quality products through the PLI scheme. Mr. Goyal said, production-linked incentive is one of the most successful programs that Narendra Modi government has launched under the Make in India initiative. He expressed confidence that investment of more than 2 lakh crore rupees will be seeded through the PLI scheme. In Bihar, several incidents of breach and seepage have been reported on embankments due to pressure of flood water in Supol, West Champaran, Sitamarhi and Shiohar districts. High pressure is being witnessed on embankments following the massive discharge from Kosi and Gandak barrages. More than 1.5 lakh people have been affected by flood after massive discharge of water from 2 major barrages of the state. Meanwhile, the centre has assured all possible assistance to the Bihar government to tackle the crisis of flood. Foreign investors pumped in over 57,000 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets so far in September. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 57,359 crore rupees into equity markets, making the highest influx in 9 months. They also invested 877 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 58,236 crore rupees this month. The Israeli Defense Forces has confirmed today a successful strike against Nabil Kok, a high-ranking Hezbollah official. Kok, commander of Hezbollah's Preventative Security Unit and Executive Council member, was killed in what the IDF described as a precise operation. In a mission that aims to bring Indian-origin astronaut Sunita Williams back to Earth, NASA and SpaceX spacecraft carrying Crew 9 members, astronaut Nick Haig and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov, left for the International Space Station today. The NASA SpaceX mission safely reached orbit after it was successfully launched from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. According to NASA, the targeted docking time is approximately 3:30 a.m. tomorrow, as per Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.